It is now the 2 o'clock hour. Normally, you would be listening to Samuel with his show, The Spec, his bi-weekly action-packed show discussing culture, art, and life with a variety of guests, and listening to Soul and Funk. I will not be playing Soul and Funk, but if that's what you're into, you can swing by Sundays at 2. But today, instead, you have me. What happens when you get me is sometimes I'm going to talk about stuff unrelated to the music that I just feel like talking about. In this case, it's soccer. Or football, whatever you want to say it. Arsenal Football Club. Been a very busy week for Arsenal Football Club. Had a Leicester game. That might have been more than a week ago. Anyway, comfortably won that 2-0. Odegaard had one of the best performances I've seen from a midfield player. He is a talent. It's incredible that over the summer there's a real debate over whether to bring him back, because it looks like we underpaid now. Same with, I mean, all the summer transfers are really phenomenal. Ben White has been incredible. He's given us a dynamic where we have someone who can now play out of the back, out of the press, when people are, you know, when you're packed in, you have someone who can suddenly play a quick ball out to someone like Saka, who's pretty decent in the air, or hopefully if we get someone in the future, a striker who's taller, who can bring the ball down more, that, or someone like Martinelli, who's going to be making those diagonal runs in behind. Ben White just gives us someone who can play the ball all the way from the back rather than having to get to the midfield first. And that's been really fantastic. And we saw that in the Liverpool game, because Ben White was key to starting a lot of the build-up play. The team was very well drilled. The first half was pretty much dominant possession because Xhaka and Partey were just winning the ball back so much. But the issue is our front three, Martinelli, Lacazette, and Saka, are not as good as the Liverpool back four plus keeper plus the incredible holding midfielder that is Fabinho. Saka, I've watched him all season take left backs and just cook them, and to the point where pretty much every team brings a double automatically as soon as he gets the ball. This time he'd hesitate at Robertson because he knew Van Dijk would come, and Van Dijk, I don't even remember him putting in a solid tackle on Saka. Just the sheer intimidation factor of having a center back of that quality drove him away. And then on the other side, though, Martinelli, have to give credit where it's due. I'm someone who was really excited by when he first broke into the scene, scoring a lot of goals. I thought he was a striker, and he's played more as a touchline winger, and it's kind of disrupted the rhythm with Tierney and Xhaka, where they usually like to play. But it's giving young guy chances, and sometimes he's just not on it. Against Liverpool, he was on it. That was a fantastic... That's the best I've ever seen him play for us, probably. Just as soon as the ball got to his feet, it was glued to him. He was, anytime he could get Trent isolated on that side, he was gone. The sheer speed he showed as well, recovery defensively, he has a defensive skill set, and I think that gets underrated a lot with attacking players, where you need defensive skill set if you're going to be a quality team. You see that with PSG. They have 3 or 4 attacking players on the field at once who don't do anything. And so defensively, you're always outnumbered. And someone like Martinelli has the potential to keep leveling it up, I guess. He scales the quality of the overall team higher because he can contribute offensively and defensively. But, I mean, Lacazette, as good as he is in build-up, he is not someone who is going to be a major target in the box, who is really aggressive. And Saka, although he did get a goal against Aston Villa based off of some pretty solid movement, against Liverpool, you could just see he doesn't have that predator sort of instinct of just to make the front post run across defenders. He's more likely to just kind of float in space, which is how he got the Aston Villa goal, to be fair. But we really need a striker who will just see those chances where the ball's in the box and just pounce instead of it kind of floating around for a bit until it's cleared. And that ended up costing us because ultimately Liverpool are too good of a team to be shut down for 90 minutes. We saw this against Man City in January as well. Ended up losing 2-0 because really we had one minor defensive breakdown and that let Jota in, and he's just too good to miss that chance. As well as Ramsdale. I like Ramsdale a lot, but he needs to do better at the near post there. After that, there was just kind of some mental breakdowns, which comes with having a young team. But overall, performance as a whole is just kind of a sign that the platform has now been built. There is a play style, there is a team setup that can get this team competing with some of the best teams in Europe. The issue is now goals in those games, and the issue is staying composed in those games and not making errors. But with the right, you know, future transfers, the right developments with other teams as well, hopefully not being as perfect as they are in the case of Liverpool and Man City, the future is very bright. Aston Villa game came after that also, just real quick. Didn't even play that well in that game, but still got a 1-0. Had a completely unchallenged in the first half by what is a pretty solid team. Second half, didn't really control the ball very well and still weren't giving up chances because defensively the team is so well drilled now. It's kind of incredible to think 3 years ago there was never a game where I assumed we would keep a clean sheet between Leno and goal. And to be fair, Leno was in goal this game and he did well, even if his passing is nowhere near Ramsdale's level. But you know, we've overhauled the whole team's structure and now it produces a team that is, you can have a lot of faith in defensively, and going forward the base has been built for a good team. Anyway, sorry if you wanted to hear some sad indie tunes for the last 5 minutes. You heard me instead, but don't worry. We got two Car Seat Headrest songs on the set list today. I'm about to play one of them, and this one is one I'm very excited to play because obviously seeing them later this week on Saturday, and this song is actually made it onto the set list despite coming out, again, significantly before their most recent work, not off their most popular album. And it's very cool to me that this has still made it on the set list, and I'm not necessarily sure why. There's multiple songs off Nervous Young Man that have made it, and who knows if that signifies anything more than the band wanted to play some stuff they don't usually play. But anyway, Crows by Car Seat Headrest off Nervous Young Man, coming up next.
Being so mean.
Love that song so much. Love that part in the beginning. Goes, yeah. We'll do an ooh. Always good. Does it in almost every song, which means almost every song is good. Up next, we got a couple. I said the word emo earlier. These two, I think, fit that much better, or at least maybe pop punk. I don't know. We got Joyce Manor, and then we got Dogleg. I think you'll enjoy. But maybe a little more up-tempo, loud, maybe a slightly different emotion than we've gotten from some of the other songs so far. But anyway, here we go. I'm jumping in. If you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help us... See how you can help us keep it freeform. We're keeping it freeform, baby.
It's beautiful today. I wish you could take me upstate to the little place you would tell me about when you'd sense that I'd want to escape. Texas is a landlocked state. It's a little bit far. From the home that I've wanted to make it somehow in the city. You make it there and you make it anywhere. Anywhere. But I've been anywhere and it's not what I want. I wanna be still.
You know, on this extended set list, I've tried to mostly keep it to songs that are, even if they're sad or more melancholy, they might be also peaceful or upbeat or whatever. That one, I mean, it's kind of, it's not even lyrically necessarily a sad song, it's like a love song, but it's still, I think it hits me more emotionally than pretty much everything we played up to this point. The next couple also hit me a little more, but it's a very pretty song, and I had to include it for the direct Austin reference. You're the breeze in my Austin night is a wonderful line, just with the context of that city. I don't know. Really like it. Really, really love this Black Country New Road song. I'm about to play New Road. Black Country New Road song. That album, Ants From Up There, it's already an all-timer. Came out just like a couple months ago. And the title of the song is Good Will Hunting. It is like 5 minutes long. I'm gonna play it for you right now.
You walk up on the raised edge, hands out for balance, slipping, you almost grab mine, but you find your feet. And I never wanted so much someone to fall. It's just been a weekend, but in my mind we summer in France with our genius daughters now. And you teach me to play the piano. You call. Billie Eilish style. moving to Berlin for a little while, trying to find something to hold on to. Never texts me nothing, but she wants to tell me she's not that hard to find, and message me if you change your mind, darling. I'll keep fine.
I hope Isaac Wood's doing all right. I have a kinship with him because we have the same first name. That's it. That's the only trait. But he's a fantastic lead singer and a fantastic writer. Black Country New Road, two incredible albums. More in the future, but probably without Isaac Wood. So, yeah. Wishing him luck. It's interesting. Little rant. I watched the third part of the Kanye doc earlier today, and it was a very interesting contrast to the parts earlier, which were about his come up, about the college dropout, and the look at him now, which is someone who is a isolated billionaire, who is flying around constantly, who is always having other people drive him around, who is always talking down to a room of investors and designers, and just kind of using very vague buzzwords and just hoping they can figure it out, who's complaining about his team around him is making him feel bad as a boss because he's telling them what to, like, and also having some mental things going on that are clearly things that he needs to process in his own space and not with one of the largest platforms any human on the planet has. And I don't know, Isaac Wood is not Kanye. Very, very big differences, but I think there's a value in being able to say, I need to take space for my mental health. And it's cool that he was able to do that. Yes, up next, the second, I played two Mitski songs because of seeing her. Next up is the second Car Seat Headrest song. And it's one you might have heard before off Twin Fantasy. Let's get into it.
Those
Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things you do to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. Shout out Forest, gotta love Forest. Big fan of Forest, outdoors, nature, in general. Pretty big dubs. I don't really have a smooth transition between that song and the next set of songs. A little bit more of an indie pop or just straight up pop direction for these last few before I sign off. Next is another queer artist, Will, of course, being queer, and then Perfume Genius, who is fantastic. But this is On the Floor, Perfume Genius. I think you'll like it.
Thank you.
That was Jamie XX, Loud Places, featuring Romy. Jamie XX and Romy, both known more for their collaboration with a third person whose name I'm forgetting, in the band The XX. Very good. Jamie XX, a very good producer. We're almost out of time here. I just have two more songs left out of what is shaping up to be a 25-song set list in this marathon. So if any of you have sat through the entire set of time that I have been on here, I'd like to thank you for your dedication. But if you haven't, that makes much more sense. I think one thing I'd like to just quickly note the vast, vast majority of what I've played today has come out since 2019. A couple of songs from a little before that. Nothing I've played is earlier than 2015. And I think it's just a nice little peek at, you know, there's always lots of good music coming out, and a lot of it is actually pretty well known and gets a pretty good amount of positive feedback. Music? Doing pretty well. Don't let people be too negative about it, I guess, because I think negativity can reign in a lot of these discussions. Anyway, two more songs. Up next, everyone's favorite, Hayley Williams, Paramore, Idol Worship. After Laughter in general is a great, sounds happy, but the lyrics are sad, whole album, which is a little slice of song that I really enjoy. Anyway, Idol Worship. I just got one more special song for you. I'm probably gonna listen to After Laughter later. Love that album. But one more special song. Tweaked the rules a little bit. I was gonna say I usually like doing one song per artist, then tweaked it because extra time, and this is all inspired by Mitski and Carsey Headrest. Two songs per artist. But with this little sliver of time I got left, I'm gonna play you a third Carsey Headrest song. One that I think we played a couple pop songs. This has some pop structure, pop influence. But it's, I don't know, it's also very sad. Really fantastic song, Something Soon. This is the remake, remaster, I don't know how you call it. Definitely not a remaster, it's a full remake of it, off Teens of Style. But here's Something Soon. And actually where I play one more time. I'm not going to say anything more else after this. You'll finally be free of me. So thank you all for listening. This is Isaac. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Biting my clothes to keep from screaming, taking pills to keep from dreaming. I want to break something important.